Thursday, July 16th, a very excited Cocker Spaniel made his way through the doors of Veg ER, a veterinary hospital in Chapel Hill. His name is Mr. Pickles, and the last time he came through these very same doors, he was in a far worse condition.
I didn't know what to think. I didn't know what all was going on or like the gravity of it until we decided we have to do something and help. We sedated him for quite a bit of time, several hours of shaving, clipping, at least 5 people involved in his care for us to really see like the gravity and severity of the condition that he was in.
That's Anna Taylor, a veterinarian at Veg ER. She's just one of the people who helped Mr. Pickles survive and ultimately recover from a case of severe animal neglect, which resulted in deep matting.
You know, I've seen neglect cases, abuse cases, but something about Mr. Pickles' case just hit a little bit harder. We were shaving. He had mats of feces on him. I found Snickers bars in between his toes. I even found some bugs in his matted hair. So it was just something that I was so shocked about and honestly never thought that I would see.
But on this occasion, she got to see a markedly different dog. Mr. Pickles was brought by his caretaker to reunite with Taylor's team from the night he was cared for, as well as the officers from the Chatham County Sheriff's Office who initially found him. He was given a dog treat cake and a basket with plenty of pickle plushies. In return, he showed his love to each and every person involved in his rescue, excitedly greeting everyone he could at the event.
I knew I was going to be excited, but I didn't think that the waterworks were going to come as they did. I was genuinely concerned that, you know, potentially he wouldn't be adoptable if he didn't get, you know, was able to acclimate to people and acclimate to outside environments. So to see the huge change and difference in his personality and how much happier he is now and that he loves everybody is really amazing.
After Taylor's team removed somewhere between 5 to 10 pounds of matted fur, Mr. Pickles went to live with Mary Lucas, the founder of Longleaf Animal Rescue.
I had a bedroom set up for him when he came on arrival. We let him sit there for about a week and did not do anything. We didn't touch him. We didn't, make him do anything. We just fed him and kept an eye on him and made sure that he was okay and safe. And then slowly I started to toss him treats across the room, and he was terrified of me. He was terrified of touch. You could not get near him. And slowly he started to make his way over to me. And at the end of that week, he finally came over and kissed my face. Out of all things, I was terrified.
And after gleaning inspiration from a big jar of Costco pickles and giving him his memorable name, the rest was history.
After that, it was real quick. I mean, from there, I learned he was food motivated and he loved dogs. He like immediately latched onto all my dogs, which was really sweet. But it was quick from there.
According to Lucas, from here on out, Mr. Pickles' future seems anything but sour.
He has a couple of approved applicants that are really wonderful. One of them he has met, and he met their dog as well, and they loved him. So we're working through some medical things with him. He has one more procedure, as I mentioned, hopefully only one more procedure. And then from there, we're hoping that he can be adopted.
And as for Mr. Pickles himself, he didn't have any comment other than... For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Henry Taylor.